I was saying that I'd love to do like a would you rather.
Yeah, I've thought of one would you rather. I couldn't think of a lot now because my brain's not working.
I'll think of one as well.
What is would you rather again?
It's like,
I know, like you just say one or the other.
Yeah.
Give me an example.
Okay, so my one I thought for you was, would you rather have all your sewing machines were hands that were hand sewing things, or that your hands were two sewing machines for the rest of your life?
That's such a good one.
Say it again.
So basically, okay, say you're in your workshop. Yeah. And anytime you went to go buy a sewing machine, they were like, sorry, we only have the hand sewers. So instead of a sewing machine, it was two hands that were hand sewing things.
Okay.
Or that if your own hands were sewing machines.
Okay, the fact that understood what she was saying, you two spent too much time together. She was like, that's a great one. I was like, in English.
So good.
You were like, love that.
I love that.
Great work, mommy.
Anyway, what's your answer?
For sure, the sewing machine hands.
Yeah. So your hands are sewing machines?
Yeah. I wouldn't mind.
But like, say, I know this is the elaboration
now.
I'll
cover them in fur and no one will notice.
You have to think about like, say if you're getting down and dirty sexy time.
Yeah.
You're going to sew up your fella's penis.
Oh,
you
fuck.
Can't use your hands in a sexual way. You can't hold your baby's hand. When you give birth, they might hold on to the needle of the sewing machine, but they won't be holding on to your finger.
You can have sex like this.
Yeah. Handcuff jobs.
Your mouth's still working, your punani's still working. And I think I would just still with the sewing machines. You can't talk me out of it.
Okay.
Because it would just be so amazing for business. Do you know what I mean?
Your own working sweatshop.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're literally one. Okay, that's a good one. Emer, do you have
one? That's a good one. I'll think of one to write the podcast. Because I have a few in my head, but I'm like,
they're very niche.
Yeah, that was like a really
well,
niche.
Now that one was tailor made for you.
Yeah,
tailor made. Excuse the pun.
Yeah,
I.
We are spending too much time together.
Yeah,
oh, I love us.
I would have need to be prepared if they're tailor made, but I think I'll try think as I go.
Okay. Right. Well,
anyway,
introduce yourself here.
We're on air. My name is Rachel Maguire.
Woohoo!
Also known as
Rashid.
Love.
Now, where does Rashid come? I know you've answered this before, but like, where does Rashid come from?
I actually haven't answered this before because it's such a boring answer.
But everyone always thinks their answers are boring because you're familiar with it.
Because you're Rashid.
Because you are the one and only Rashid. But other people are very interested.
No, it's genuinely boring. And I say that in interviews, if they ask, I'll just be like, I'm not telling, it's a secret. It's just like, let's say I was at a session and one of the guys I was hanging around with loads was just like, Rashid, pass us a beer. And I just loved the sound of it. And he kept being like, Rashid, pass us this. Do you know? And he just kept calling me that. He's just the type of guy to make nicknames for everyone.
Okay.
And my original name on Instagram was Rachel Skagwire.
Love.
So then when I started posting my designs, I was like, this isn't professional enough. What's the next best thing? Rashid. So I just changed it to Rashid. And as you probably know, Instagram names stick.
Yeah.
So someone might just say, oh, you're the girl Rashid or whatever. And it was just like almost before I knew, too late to change it. And it just rung a bell.
Yeah, no, I think it's deadly though. I think it's really good.
Yeah, I'm
like,
obsessed.
What else would it be? Like, you obviously don't want it to be like Rachel Maguire Designs.
No.
Like, that's like next or something.
Yeah.
That's a bit boring.
So,
Rashid
so
is,
true.
And the logo and everything, like, I feel like it suits your personality. Do you know what I mean?
I love it. I love it now that it is it. But people are always like, where are you from? Are you like Russian or are you like Arabic? Or like, it's so funny. People think that's my name if they don't know me as Rachel.
Yeah.
Like they'll say, they think my name is Rashid.
I'd go with it.
It is a nice name.
I'd go with it. It is. It's a cool name.
It is.
And when did you change that, did you say?
From Rachel Skag Maguire.
Skagwire. For sure, like 6-7 years ago now.
Okay.
Yeah. As soon as I joined fashion design, maybe.
Okay. So like you've kind of always been
5 years.
Rashid then when you started fashion
For
design.
For as long as I can remember.
And have you always wanted to do fashion design?
No, I was definitely, I dipped my toes in a few things. Like I did marketing in DIT for a week. I did social science in UCD, maybe 2 weeks. Like I did a psychology diploma. I was very lost, didn't know what I wanted to do. And I was just doing those things to kind of keep the parents happy. I had no idea what I wanted to do. And then I was going through those years where, you know, you're just a bit wild and you aren't ready to take anything seriously. So I had those years, and maybe after 3 years of leaving school, I was at definitely a low point, and I met with my old art teacher from school because we always connected, and it was my friend's mom. Her name was Marlene Kramer, and she was my fashion illustration teacher. And she, for, in school, maybe I was 8, 9, 10, 11, and she said, I had to drag you out of the class when we were doing fashion illustration. You, this is like, look at how you're dressed, look at your personality, do fashion. And it was just meeting her at a low moment where I was just ready to listen to anyone that was able to help. And I decided to start it, and then never looked back, kind of thing.
That's so interesting.
Everybody's not being the same person at this stage.
I was about to say, that's so inspiring.
I'm actually so interesting.
Because I thought when you see people who are so successful like you, and it's real like tunnel vision, this is what I want to do, it always seems like you've known for your whole life that you wanted to be in fashion.
Like you wake up and you're like,
yeah,
like when you're a baby.
Because you would think that you've been sewing hats since you came out of the womb with your sewing machine hands. You know, you came out of the womb and you were like, get me some fur immediately, you know? And your mom was like, get me the epidural. And you were like, get me some fur right now. But yeah, that's so inspiring that you did other things beforehand. And were your parents like pissed off that you... Now, I know my parents would just be like, oh, here we go again, and like believe in me. So do you think that tarnished maybe your self-esteem, or how did they react when you were like, I want to do fashion now after all those years?
I think that because it was so like dark for so long at home with what like I was going through, they were just like ready to take anything that was not partying. Like they were like,
okay,
as anything, if it was jam and I was talking about something that they could see was genuine, they were just like, let's go, like trying to keep calm almost, you know, like let's do it. No, they were definitely excited. Like they kept the faith, thank God, and supported me through anything that was, they didn't mind the chopping and changing, they just wanted me to be on a path at all.
Yeah, that's brilliant.
That's amazing. And like starting like your own business as well, like when you first started off, like did you ever imagine that you'd be where you are now? Because like starting a small business, like I know for myself as well, it's like those like few years, they're tough. Joe, you know, like Instagram is like your best friend because you have to promote on Instagram. But like, did you find like in any way that you're like, I need to give up here because it's not going anywhere? Or were you like, I love this so much that I'm just going to keep going with it, even if I don't like, you know, explode or I don't get to where I want to be, I'm just going to continue with this because I love it. Like, did it fulfill you that much that you're just like...
That's a really good question. I think... It's a really good question. I don't think I thought about it like that. Well, kind of maybe. It's like what you said. It was a subconscious thing. I love what I'm doing, so I'm just going to keep going, whether or not it clicks right away. But once you're going through the motions yourself, you don't think about it like that almost. Like I think I just was so grateful that I had found something I liked that made me feel good. I was so grateful. And I do know it's rare. Like you said, anyone you're looking in on that has their shit sorted, it's like, fuck's sake. They, you know, but I think I was so grateful that I found something that was productive, that I enjoyed. I couldn't believe it. Like, I didn't think I was put on this earth to be productive until I found fashion. So every day it was just like class. I don't hate getting out of bed. I don't hate getting up in the morning. So like, let's definitely go with this. I think it kind of flowed like that. And then once I found the hats, because they were so dramatic, whatever, they kind of started selling themselves. And once you combine something that you don't hate getting out of bed in the morning plus making money, it's
Do you remember that hat that I got in the charity shop? And it was like that big purple one. Is that where it started from? Because I started Rashid. No, I'm joking. So I had this, it was before we went to London, and had this massive purple hat.
I remember I wore one of the purple hat before. Oh my God. I looked like the Grim Reaper. I looked like I was about to scrawl on the ground through town going,
yeah, no,
with the fur hat on top of my head. Going,
you know, from Mario, you know, Toad.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But I remember you were like, can I buy it off you? And I was like, no, I'm going to London. Like, I really like this hat. And you go,
hounding.
And then she goes, fine, I'm just going to go make my own one then.
Oh my God.
Did I say that to
That's
you?
Literally what you said. Wow. You're like, I'm just going to go make my own hat then. And then boom.
then boom. I don't remember saying that specifically. I remember seeing your hat and being like, wow, 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 and traveling to the charity shop as if she was going to have another. It's like, no, but, like,
that's not how charity shops work.
No. And I was just trying to convince her she had another. It's like, no, Emer was only here a few days ago. It's this big hat. Like, please. I was obsessed with it. And I really wanted you to sell me it. So I think I had been drawn to hats. And I think I was messaging people's hats, big faux fur hats online who I couldn't afford.
Yeah.
International businesses. And then I just kind of combined, okay, something like I can't afford in the right material, like something that I just like, I'll make my own.
Yeah, that, but like your hats are nicer than the one that I had, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like you kind of have a win-win there. And also what I was going to ask you.
I'll still buy it off you.
Yeah. I mean, you know what? You can just have it by now. Like I can't wear it anymore. I think I wore it like once. Remember in London when you wore it's it? So I wore it like once.
Yeah.
It's stunning. Yeah. But like, I don't know. I feel like I need a long, long head of hair for hats now at the moment. But also as well, you know, the way like hats started off with everything. What was like the first kind of, oh my God, like I'm being recognized. So like if it's maybe like an influencer or like celebrity, like what kind of made your business take off?
I think nothing felt good until Doja Cat, because it wasn't someone that I was inspired by.
Yeah.
It's okay, I can say it because none of them are going to be listening. Ariana Grande, it was just a celebrity that I knew other people were obsessed with. Would never listen to her music, would never watch an interview by her. Do you know Vanessa Hudgens? Like, it's just like, lol, that girl from High School Musical.
Mm.
It's not, you just, they're just famous. So it's extra cool for 5 minutes. But actually, they didn't pay and they didn't tag you and they didn't communicate with you. So it actually doesn't feel good.
Yeah.
It just feels good, like, because everyone else thinks it feels good, but it doesn't. Like, in what makes you feel better would be like a granny that actually paid and was like, I wore it to this and I loved it. That would feel better than Ariana, a dark blurry photo of Ariana Grande and you have to run around being like, that was mine.
Yeah.
So I think until Doja Cat, it was like, okay, finally someone that is at their level is communicating with me directly, is tagging me, is excited by the designs, like, fuck you, this hat is the best thing I own, fuck you, bitch. Like, she's crazy the way she talks. And like, no one had been that excited. I had never been that excited, you know? So I think that was, until that, it didn't feel good. And until that, people weren't listening. Until the Doja Cat moment, like, people were not listening. It was me just shoving it down people's throats.
I never thought about it that way. Never thought about it that way. Because, like, obviously, like, we're so inclined to look at celebrities and go, oh, my God. And, like, when you see, like, obviously, like, we all watch High School Musical. But I saw that and I was like, that's amazing.
Yeah.
But then if you think about it, you're not getting recognition for it. And to them, it's nothing. They're just putting on it and going, la, la, la. Like, did she contact you directly?
She did, yeah.
Yeah.
But, which is, like, cool, I guess. But I think it's almost cooler for someone else. Like you said, if you see it. If I see a friend doing something like that, I'm like, I want to know every detail. But it's like I said, when you're in it yourself, you're going through the motions. It's like, they didn't pay, they didn't tag, they didn't care. So it's like when, like I said, until Doja Cat, it's like, okay, this feels good. And it's someone I would sit and watch interviews. I would listen to her music. I listened to her music the whole way through my final year of college. I named one of my jackets the Doja Jacket in my final year of college. So obviously that would just felt surreal. And
And do you think that, like when, before the Doja Cat thing, did celebrities or people with the big following, like public figures wearing your designs, did it directly translate into more business?
I think because they are like a luxury, like very expensive faux fur. It's never going to be like an overnight thing.
Yeah.
You're not deciding to drop €200 just because Vanessa Hudgens from High School Musical wore it.
Yeah, yeah.
So it doesn't work that way. But maybe you'll get new followers and then down the line,
they'll ask for Christmas or birthdays and stuff.
100%.
Yeah,
100%. And I used to sell cheaper hats when I first started. Like I went into Urban Outfitters with them within my first, when I first started making them, and it was a much cheaper fur, but I just saw the quality was deteriorating so easily.
Yeah.
Like stand in the rain one day and it just looks skanky.
Mm.
So
I was like, is that a nice word?
So I think that I just said, like, fuck it, I don't care. I'd say there's so many people that say, oh, it's overpriced, whatever, but I would rather, there's no more expensive option
with
my suppliers.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, there's no a more expensive option by the meter. So I'd rather do that, and it actually will last someone a life. And I'd rather it be expensive, you know, like one sale and the person will have it for life over 10 flipping sales, and they'll get ruined real easily.
Okay, and they're all handmade as well, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jesus.
They're lined with silk.
Oh, girls.
Very stunning.
Gotcha.
I tell you, the one from charity shop was not lined with silk anyway, so we're in a win here. Did you have any bad experiences with, like, people, you know, because
giving out about the price?
Or I was going to say with, like, follower base, being like, I have followers, so I deserve a free hat. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Two very big questions.
Yeah, so
you don't have to answer, though, the one about influencers, because I'd say you're probably, maybe you're sick of getting that question.
Yeah.
I don't know. Because a lot of people asked in my stories, and that was probably the most asked question. Being
really?
Like, what are the cheap? Because you do like have an expose on your stories. Now, I am very entertained by them, but obviously
I have an expose section.
Yeah, it's literally like Rashida's going to expose these influencers asking for free hats, asking for freebies, as she should. You know what I mean? Because people are so cheeky, you know, these days. But in fair, like, that is how their brain works. They're like, maybe I'll get this for free. Do you know?
Because it is that they're following as their currency. So it's just so natural for them to be like, "Giz one."
But so do you have any extra,
any funny stories?
Any funny
you
stories?
Don't have names are not included.
No. Just like,
well, I think it's been of and I didn't know this at the time, but it's been of benefit to me to expose people. Like, it's been the best decision I've ever made. Because not only has it meant then that the real ones will contact me and be like, listen, I understand you've been fucked over. I still want a free hat, but I'm going to do this, that, and the third for you.
And that's fair enough. Because that then is a business transaction.
Yeah.
It is, yeah.
And I was going to make one recently, but I'm just getting a bit sick of myself. But this girl, like you just said, that's a business transaction. If you are an influencer, this is your business.
Yeah.
And I think that they go around a bit jaded. It's like, people don't take us seriously. This is a real career. But then do take it seriously.
Mm.
Like, let your messages to me be of value, or to anyone. Like, a few sentences. This is where I'll post it. Do you know? Or I have this following. I think I like this design. Even if you've gone through my website, like, it just, those little things will mean so much to the person that's giving it to you, rather than just, can I have a free hat?
Yeah.
And I say, what color do you want? And they say, what do you have? And it's like, you haven't even looked.
Thought about
yeah,
it.
You're already putting in too much work for
yeah.
them.
It's like they just want it for the having it.
They
yeah.
literally
they
just
haven't
scrolled
thought
past
about
it
us.
Once.
It's like, I deserve it nearly. It's like, oh, well, like, she's getting a free hat, so I'm just going to see if I can get a free hat. But I just think, I don't agree with the asking for free.
Mm.
Like, especially when you're such a small business. Now, obviously, you have people working for you. Because, like, there's no way, do you?
Yeah.
So, like, there's no way you can do everything on your own. But still, I just don't agree with it. I don't care if there's a million and gajillion followers. It's like, asking someone something for free is just really weird to me. But then again, I'm not in that world. Mm. So I don't know how things work. I don't know how sponsorships work. I don't know anything. So I'm like, personally, I could say, for example, if I went viral on TikTok and I got 5 million followers, I'd never be like, hey, so can I have a free hat? It just doesn't sit right with me. But then I guess if that's the kind of life they're living, and if they are used to getting free things all the time, does anyone know what I mean?
I completely know what you're saying. And, like, let's say before I started the business, I would have been of that mindset.
Yeah.
Because it's like almost like this other world. It's the real world. Like, you work for, you get paid. But I think that now that I'm in the business, I see the value of their following. Like, it's how I grow. I'm not putting money into ads. I'm not paying radios to mention. It's my way to market myself.
Yeah.
So, of course, it costs money. So they're almost, some of them are doing me a favor if they've got 5 million followers and I'm giving them just a hat. They would require actually payment from brands on top of that. So they feel they're doing me a favor. It's like, okay, I'll take the hat and I won't charge you because you're a small business.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's their career. Like, it's their bread and butter. It's how they have these nice things is getting paid by brands. So in a sense, they're doing you a favor if they do have a big following.
Okay, I get it. See, I wouldn't be promoting anything, so I don't get it. Do you know what I mean?
Do you get?
I get what you mean, though. So basically, it doesn't matter if it, you know, costs you money to make or whatever, but there it's being in returned in some form because you'll get followers or
100%.
Someone will go, oh, that's a nice hat. I'll buy one myself. Okay, I get it now. Obviously, I did understand at the start, but I still just couldn't believe that people would be like kind of asking you them for free because I'm like, obviously you can afford it, but then I didn't look at it that way. It does work both ways. Yeah. I do get it. Like, surely you get offered things for free all the time.
Yeah, I do. And now I wouldn't reach out to someone if I wanted something for free. No, I'm not interested. Now, the odd time, say if it's for charity, I would pay for it. And if someone's hand making someone something, like when people do message me about crochet things and I'm like really particular, it would literally go to waste if you make something that I don't like. So I know that... I usually now, if it's someone like Irish, I will promote it anyway and pay for it anyway if I have the money. But like, people have reached out to me before, and before I make the money that I make now, and I felt bad that I wasn't able to pay for it, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like,
you probably see both sides.
I see both sides of it. Now, I know from when, remember that girl, she got exposed from like, she was reaching out to an Irish hotel.
The hotel? I was only thinking about this.
Now, I remember seeing that, but, and this is before I was an influencer, and I was just like, yeah, fuck her, stupid bitch. You know, just get jumping on the bandwagon. Yeah. And now, looking back at it, I'm like, fuck that hotel. Like, I don't, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it was such an invasion of her privacy to screenshot her whole message and like, put that up being like, oh, like, this is what I'll do for you if you let me stay for free. She wasn't, like, all you could say is reply no.
Was her name in it?
Yeah, her name was in it.
Stop.
Yeah, and people were giving her
names.
Like,
we're
giving her death over it. It was like, oh, it was actually, it was probably horrible for her for like to go through that, especially Irish people are so vindictive or something.
Yeah.
And just want to be like, yeah, fuck, fuck them, yeah.
You know, Evers up the front.
Go to hell.
You know,
so I don't know. It is like, I don't know where I draw the line with things. Now, sometimes I do contact my managers and I'm like, could you get me a gifting for this in particular? If I'm like using it all the time, and I'll be like, I'll give them an ad, you know, like say with, but there was something now. I got my, this is actually a horrible story. I got my manager to reach out to this brand that I use all the time. And I was like, oh, I'd love to work with them now. And she was like, I actually already reached out to them and they said they won't work with you because you did OnlyFans.
Like, ridiculous.
So then I have to, I stopped buying from them because I was like, I don't want to support.
That's ridiculous.
Isn't that hard? It made That's me really, ridiculous. It actually made me really upset. Yeah, I was really upset. And I'd already tagged, like put, the, you know, given them, you know, put them on my story and tagged them. And that's where I kind of, this is only recently.
Rewind
so
time I've like, support them.
Yeah, I've also been like putting in boundaries with gifting now as well, because it's like these brands will send me stuff for free for a story, but they won't work with me because I'm not marketable. Or
so
like
they were sending it to you.
Yeah, they started sending that's me so gifting weird. But they wouldn't work with me because I did OnlyFans.
That's very strange,
which is really horrible, because it's just like, oh, she's gonna promote us for free anyway, so we'll just make up some. They could have just said no in a nice way as well.
Yeah,
like it's really,
they gave that reason to your manager.
Yeah.
That's really sad.
Yeah. So now I'm just like, I don't think I would do, I'm not going to do gifting promotions anymore, because it's just like,
you have your barriers up now. Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm a person as well. And I don't want to turn my whole Instagram into like just a business thing, because I prefer doing the podcast and like talk. Sorry, this interview is supposed to be about you.
No,
I was like, let's talk about me for a second.
It's interesting.
No, it so is that's where I'm coming from with the whole like gifting and promoting things. And so the odd time I have said no to things that I know I just wouldn't like, that I wouldn't use, because it all adds to waste as well. Like there's a huge, with influencers on PR lists, you're not consenting to things that are being sent to your house most of the time, especially with skincare, makeup. Oh, and it's God. Like, what person needs like 15 different cleansers or like 14 different moisturizers? They're just like, I'm lucky I have sisters and a mom and a stepmom. Like I can give these things away if they do get sent to me and I don't like them. But it's like, I don't need all of these things all the time.
It's scary.
And I can't even imagine if I was on PR lists for fashion, because you'd probably get sent so many free clothes.
Most of the people I send to would have like a separate address for where the stuff is going. send it to this address that's like my, like the house I send things to.
Like P.O. box sort of thing. Yeah.
And you do all that manually, like you drive around, like.
No, I'd post it.
You post it. I saw your story.
Get your delivery cap on.
Yeah, no, I'm a DHL before. Man.
Like you're very good though. Like you'll meet people in person and stuff like that. Like which I think is so nice as well, because it's like more personal. Mm. Like I feel like your brand is really personal. Like every time I think about Rashida, I'm like, oh, it's just her on her own. In her bedroom or in her garage?
In her garage.
Just like with one like little light on, sewing just on your own. But it's just so nice because I think your brand is just so personal, and like you are in control of your Instagram. Mm. You're in control of like everything that goes on. Like even with like your orders, I'm sure you're on your own kind of doing it. And then do you have to boss people around and tell them what to do?
I have Ellen, my full-time employee, and then I have some interns. Like let's say fashion college in the country requires 60 hours with a designer, and there's not that many. So it's definitely my most like asked question. Can I be your intern or whatever? So it's quite stressful though, having new people in. Like,
because you have to train them in, it probably takes time.
There was days around Christmas where the studio was full. It was like 3-4 people, maybe 4 at max. And I wouldn't get anything done because they're asking this, what do I do here? Someone made a mistake, something. So.
And you probably waste materials from doing all of that as well?
No, because I wouldn't let them touch the materials.
Oh, okay.
No. Like Ellen would be this, like the seamstress, let's say. She's been trained with me like for over a year now, and I've trained her up, and now she's good to go. She's a machine. The two of us together, we'd knock them out, but the interns would be doing everything else, packaging boxes. I wouldn't even nearly let them write the addresses, to be honest. Like, I'm that
cover your ears.
Oh my god. Like the handwritten notes and stuff like that, they'll do, but anything that could be messed up. No.
It's too much on the line for you. Yeah.
There's no room for error.
Yeah.
The postmen are already going to use any excuse to send it to the wrong place, or it's going to get lost anyway. On-post are going to lose your parcels anyway. So if you write the address wrong, and I'll notice typos, so that's it scratched. I won't trust any new person. Yeah. Like, I won't give you the addresses. Like,
my postman in my old apartment, we literally used to watch out the window for him because he would show up with all these boxes and he wouldn't even knock on the door. He'd look around and be like, no one here. And then we'd see him walk back to the van. We'd run downstairs. I fell down the stairs once trying to run after him. I opened the door, no shoes on. Excuse me, anything?
I know those parcels are for me.
Yeah, and then, anything for number five. And like, he would look down and be like, actually. And I'd be like, you fucker.
They'll use any excuse.
Yeah.
That's to not send it.
Imagine buying, especially like one of your hats as well. Like, imagine buying that and expecting that for Christmas and then being gone somewhere.
No.
Have you gotten that?
Oh, it's a nightmare.
It's so bad, but it's never going to be for my, because of my fault, if you get that.
Yeah,
makes sense.
Yeah, of course.
Like, I'm so crazy about those address labels. Like, one of the poor interns, her writing was illegible. And like, we spent most of our hours, me just trying to teach her how to write well. Like, oh my God, her writing was illegible. I felt so bad. I was abusing her about her handwriting. Like, it just needs to be clear, and they'll lose it anyway. Like, they really will. So I'm using DHL now. It's like a luxury version of OnPost.
And they're stunning.
They're amazing.
DHL are great. There was a guy when I was pregnant and he carried up a mattress up the stairs on his own.
Oh, you loved him.
I loved him. And then when the baby came, he was like, how's the baby? He remembered me from being pregnant beforehand. And he would actually not even call the doorbell. He'd go in the front door of the building and just bring up my package for me.
It's
which
a
I'm not supposed to do.
Luxury service. It really is though. I gave a bottle of wine to at Christmas, my DHL guy.
Yeah.
Like, we text. I'm like, will you give me 10 minutes? Like, the address labels aren't ready. And he's like, fine. And he sits out on his phone. Like, it's so much better dealing that way rather than if I lose a parcel with OnPost. They won't. You're never going to hear back. You're filling out claims forms. So it's worth it, that extra €10 every post with DHL. For like such an expensive item, like, it's very, very worth it.
Okay, yeah. So do you urge people then to get the DHL option on your hat?
For December and November, I removed OnPost from my website. Like,
oh, okay.
It was your only option was DHL because it was too, like, there was too much going on and too many orders and too many lost parcels because they were overrun OnPost themselves. Mm. So I removed it, and DHL were the only thing.
Okay, yeah, so fair enough.
But DHL lost only one parcel in my whole life, and it was going to Doge Cat.
What? Yeah. Fuck off.
One parcel they've ever lost. And it was, I had spent maybe 2 months in and out, because it was around Christmas, in and out of orders, chipping away at a full length leather and faux fur coat, boots, bag, hat, like a whole 2 months of work or whatever, and sent it over. Gonzo.
Fuck off.
And they never found it?
No, it was just gone. It was just gone.
What?
Yeah.
Did you not have a mental breakdown?
It was so sad. It was really sad. But we've moved on. And what's so funny, I was like, said it to her, oh, the parcel's lost. And she was like, send me the tracking number and I'll try help. Like, I'll get one of my assistants to try to help you find it. So sound. But then, like, then my next reply with the tracking number is just seeing it. And like, she was like, wait, who again? So, like, I think she had even forgotten she had ordered it from me. And my moment was gone, like,
you know? Oh my god.
And she was gonna pay.
Do you ever, oh, so like, it's did you do it again? Are you,
no, gonna? I'd say she, like, think about how much she's got going on. Like, if I had, like, I feel like if I pushed it again, I would have annoyed her.
Yeah.
Like, did you ever find that parcel? You know, like, she literally's like, what coat? But it was so sad for me. Like, and I had no photos of it because I wanted her to just get it really quickly.
Aww.
Second it was made, it was like DHL. So, but yeah, I've moved on now.
Yeah.
It's all good.
And do you ever feel though, like with these celebrities, like if you were to eat, like talking to them, like when you're texting them, does it not take like hours to reply? Because like I'd be just sitting there being like, because anything you'd say, yeah, you'd be so careful. And especially when it's coming to like discuss like sizes and like every message you send, are you not like, they're not going to reply to this?
It's nerve wracking for sure.
Oh my god. Like,
she's my screensaver. It's
no,
like an unbalanced relationship.
No,
it's really unhealthy. That used to be me and my boyfriend, my screensaver. It's really unhealthy. It actually is really unhealthy. Like, I'm obsessed with her because it's like, okay, someone I was already obsessed with is now communicates with me. I've like never felt this feeling.
Lives up to your expectations as well. Like, I always, I remember like when I was obsessed with Eminem when I was younger, like it was like, never meet your heroes. Cause yeah, like I heard a story of him being like an asshole. And I was like, that whole story put me off like wanting to meet any of my heroes.
Wait, who?
Eminem.
Oh,
very bad. But like, you know the way if you're loving 100%. A celebrity and then you meet them and it's like, oh, I've never met Eminem. But what I'm saying is like, 100%. I heard that he wasn't very pleasant, which put me off ever wanting to meet people that I love.
Yeah.
So like, if I ever met Miley Cyrus, I'd be devastated if she was an arsehole, which I don't think she is, but you know.
100%. I think she has made me sounder to people. Like, no word of a lie.
Yeah.
Because if Doja Cat can find the time to reply and like the way that she communicates with me, I cannot believe it. And she's not just doing it to me. Like you said, like, she's living up to it. She, there's no way it's like she's an asshole to everyone else and nice to me. Like, the way she communicates with me, I cannot believe that it's Doja Cat. And she sends me selfies, smoking ciggies in her gaff with my hat on. And I'm like, can I screenshot? But I don't.
Oh my god.
But like, just for her to make me feel so special, even though I know I'm nothing to her, like, she's just having the crack, taking a selfie, just some random designer from Ireland, and to make me feel so special, it, like, for you, then if I get a message on Instagram that I would have not replied to before, I'll try to take the time. If they're like, how did you get into fashion, and like, do you have any tips with this, blah 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 blah, I started replying to that stuff because I was like, the importance of just being sound.
Oh my god, that's so true. Like, and I say, like, you're sound, so like, you talk to people. Do you know what I mean? Like, but like, I say, you get loads of messages as well, and like, sometimes,
yeah, but they're usually like, just like, ugh, fucking bitch. So I'm not gonna reply to this, being like, sending love and compassion to you today.
Oh my god, you know what? You
send them a selfie.
You actually should. You should start sending, like, I wish, a copy and paste.
No, I wish I was one of those people, because Saoirse can literally, she can get abused by anyone and be like, they're going through a hard time, hurt people, hurt people, sending love and compassion out their way and praying for you and all. And I'm just like seething with rage because we've all been in low places. We've all been hit rock bottom. I've never in my life had the urgency when I'm so depressed down in the dumps being like, I'm going to make an anonymous account and send someone a fucking horrible message. Like, obviously not.
No.
Like, what psychopath goes through that sort of like thought process?
Like, I know.
It's like a coping mechanism to attack people online. But maybe that's just because I'm online. I don't know. Maybe I have other bad coping mechanisms that I do.
Have you got hate online? Ever? As a curiosity.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It's since the influencer stuff, before that. You know about one time, those audio messages.
Arseholes. I'll tell you after. I'll tell you after.
Definitely got hate, but I do love it a bit. Like, I love it a bit.
Yeah, like you kind of thrive. I feel like you like are
that's like you don't
really
get,
you know, you just don't really give a fuck though, I feel, maybe. Or
I well, don't know why off. I thrive off it. Yeah. Adam says it to me, he's like, I don't understand that. He's like, I'm still trying to work that out. We were at the Gossies and we were talking to Dami Hope and he was saying, I was getting hate off this or whatever. I was like, I thrive off that shit. And he was like, oh my God, you're so fucking weird.
Who's Dami Hope?
He was in Love Island.
Oh, right.
Yeah. He was at the Gossies talking shy. But I think like, I don't know why I thrive off it. I think you get so much of like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So you're like something different.
It's something different.
Someone mixing it up.
It's something different. And I'll more likely reply to something like that where, and I'll have a debate with some old woman or like someone that's against fur or someone that didn't like something I said on the Late Late. Like I will sit and debate like big long messages, but then I'm ignoring the person that's like, I love your brand. Yeah. I don't know what that is.
Like you're giving them the haters the time, but like,
yeah, my mum says don't give them oxygen and I'm like, I am hooking them up to oxygen tanks.
You're literally giving them your oxygen. You're taking it out of your lungs.
Oh my God, that's so good. But like, I feel like as well, haters are your motivators. No.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just know I couldn't deal with that now. The both of you deal with it well. I would be on the floor.
Really? So,
yeah, I'm just...
Why? Explain.
Like, so when I did the... When I do the breast cancer... Yeah. I had...
Iconic?
I had... Yeah, a bit iconic. Like, really good. If anyone doesn't know, it's like basically every year I do like a fundraiser. All my tattoos are for breast cancer. Like, the money goes to breast cancer. Anyway, for the whole month of October. Mm. I had someone comment on the breast cancer post.
This was horrible, though. Like...
She was like... I don't understand. So, you know the way there's a slogan for breast cancer... or any cancer, it's like, fuck cancer. Mm. That's like, I've seen so many like fundraisers, slogans, and on the sheet, the tattoo sheet, it said like one of the tattoos that you could get would be fuck cancer.
Yeah.
I have tattooed multiple fuck cancers. And this person commented on it being like, this is the most disgusting thing I've ever seen. Like you're, you know, using the words fuck cancer. Like I'm a survivor and I find that really offensive. And no. I was just like, how are you finding something negative in something so worthwhile. Fucking, yeah. Like how, but like that like ate me up. And for really? Literally a week later, like I couldn't even post the tattoos because I was just like, oh my God. No, I did. Like I was going to reply to it, but then I was like, no, I just deleted it and moved on. But like, I don't know. Mm. With like even like influencers in general, like I scroll through people's like posts and people are commenting horrific stuff. Like we talked about last night with the like Hailey Bieber and Selena Gomez.
Oh my God.
It's like so scary. But like I think it's that's so interesting that you like thrive off it. Mm. I should kind of look at it that way because like people are thinking about you. So like you're obviously important.
Yeah.
Do you know?
No, well, I think I read recently it was like you're going to learn from the person that disagrees with you. You're not going to learn from someone commenting like, yeah.
Yeah.
But you're gonna learn if you chat to the person that hates you.
Yeah.
But most of the time I will just end up blocking them after the debate. So I'm like, I'm being a bit hypocritical because I'm like, yeah, I'll chat to you in 5 minutes, but like, bye.
Yeah.
But I think you will learn a bit of something. But maybe it's like both of us are need to be liked. Like me replying and engaging, maybe that comes from my need want for them to like approve me. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then also you not liking it is the same thing. So I don't know. It like I feel like they're both the same thing. It's just like different ways of coping.
Mm. And have you ever gotten anyone like complaining to you about like their hats or like not arriving in time and like being like horrible? Like just as like a customer, not just like someone being like, I disagree with what you said.
Yeah, I think thank God there's been no hats sent back because like I said, I'm psycho with this shit. But I think there's been like you deal with psychos. Once like the Doja Cat and the Late Late Show happened, it just went to a wider audience. And then it was like psycho customers. It's written all over, you know, no returns policy. And there's just people that are like, just, you know, a family showed up at my old college. Like really.
Like Enoch Burke style.
Like just, they found the address on the internet, the Grafton Academy. They were just trying to give back hats. They had bought so many hats and they were really crazy about it. Yeah, but I should have known, like, they're buying too many hats.
Explain. I'm confused. What do you mean?
Why were they buying hats?
It's such a long story. No, they were buying hats to keep the hats.
Yeah.
But then it was like, I won't say the name. It's so hard not to say the name because it's like a slogan in my family. They say it to torment me, the family name. It's so such a funny name.
But they bought hats and then they returned them.
They were just trying to return them and it was the wrong colours and they didn't want them anymore and too many of them looked the same. And it was just, I was dealing with a family that...
Wait, what?
What's going on here?
I don't know. But I had then I had to return. They wanted a snood, or they bought ears, and they then wanted to swap the snoods. I said, I don't do swaps, but I did it for them anyway. And yeah. then they sent the snood to the wrong place, just sent it to the completely wrong place. And then I had already sent back because she was harassing me, like abuse. Like, you know, I need them for my sister's Christmas birthday, Christmas present. Like, it was just like abusive then. Like, oh, I was like crying about it one stage to my family. They were abusing me. It was all around the hat. So you will deal with... Of course you're going to come across as you grow. And like, I learned so much from that. Only deal through email then, because they had gotten my phone number because I gave it to them, like throughout one of the like messages, you know, can I text you? Or anyway, so I just realized you learn from those things. It's like, yeah. only deal with them through email, you know, write the policy even in bolder, you know, like I learned from it, but I've dealt with Stephanie psychos. Yeah.
Oh my god,
that's horrible, showing up to your college though. Yeah, such an invasion.
I wasn't there. I don't go there
with picket fences. Like,
I don't go there
crazy
anymore. Yeah.
Oh, what did I say? Picket fences? What? Pitchforks?
My principal called me and was like, there's a man here called, you know, here for you about some ears. And I was like, is this real life? And I was getting abuse from the sister, the mother.
Oh my god.
So I just at that stage, you know, return, like, give them all their money back. I just want you out of my life.
Oh yeah. That's horrible.
I don't care if you're a possible customer.
Yeah.
Jesus, I'm thinking about this now. Just imagining, how many hats did you have to make for them? Like, oh my god.
I think it was three, four hats, a snood, some ears.
Oh my god.
And, like, I don't know how many they ended up with between all the returns. Maybe they have two now.
I'd love to know the full story after this. You have
I need
to know the like second names and stuff like that, because so I find it very interesting. Is there anything that like you, like your main like goal is now? Like, obviously you've reached like with like your one of your favorite artists ever, Doja Cat. Is there anything now that you're just like, I would love to see blah 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 wearing my hat, or I would love to go to the Met Gala? Is there anything that like is your goal with your brand, or just for yourself in general?
Keep dressing Doja Cat for sure. I'm making her a bikini at the moment.
Oh my god, fur bikini.
Love fur bikini.
Love.
I think more just to branch out. It's so scary, like, once you get one product down and you've got Ellen churning them out, and it took a year to get you there, it's like, oh god, what now? We've like move on to jackets or coats. Now I have to teach Ellen how to make jackets and coats. Like, I don't have the foundation behind me like a factory or seamstresses, because faux fur is very niche. Like, you've got it in your eyes, nose, ears, ass after a day of work. Every crevice in your body. It's breaking your sewing machine. You really, like, I've had people that have said, I can't work. Like, I've got fur in my nose, I got an allergy. Like, it's really a niche material. So it feels like I have to do it all myself. It doesn't feel like I can go to a factory and get help. And it's certainly not in Ireland. And I want them to say handmade in Ireland.
Oh yeah.
I don't want them to say handmade somewhere else. So it's just about trying to find, like, right now I want to just try to build a foundation behind me. And it's like, I need to start churning out other products. Like, I'm bored of the hats.
Oh yeah, well, yeah.
And like, fine, I have the snoods and blah blah, but I just want to start churning out clothing and in different sizes. Like, that's another thing, sizing. So I just need to really take a step back and stop rushing and just build like the background work so that I can move forward.
Would you ever discontinue the hats? That's so that then, like, in a few years' time, be like, oh my god, I have so this cool Rashid vintage
archive
hat that you can't get anymore. That's on like eBay for like $1,000. You know?
I'd love to, because it would only create more of a demand. But I think I just love the money too much.
So fair.
Yeah. Like, imagine saying no to a sale.
No, like, that's so good though. I love how you like admit that, because like, obviously everyone loves money. Like, people say that money doesn't make you happy.
During
like,
this economy.
Are you fucking joking?
Obviously.
Of course it makes you happy.
No, but that's it's so ignorant though to say those things, where it's like, you literally have to have money to survive. So like, obviously that's going to have an effect
on
your mental health.
Of course it's going to make you happy. And like, thrive off that. Yeah. Get them sales in.
Yeah, imagine saying no to one. No.
No. Have you ever had to? Like, where you're like, I can't make a fucking hat again. I'm done.
Well, that's the bad thing now about having Ellen. Like, because she, let's say, only comes like a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So then, like, if I get orders or if I have someone that's like, I need my hat for tomorrow, I'm like, oh, fuck. Ellen's in college, though. We can't, like, I just, now I have a mental block against making them, yeah. Like, okay. I'll be sitting there doing, like, eyelets for this, or I'll be replying to customers, or I'll do anything but make a hat.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, it's gotten to that stage.
Like, oh, so what do you do to motivate yourself, then, to do it?
Like, if someone's asking for it.
Just in general.
I'll drive to Ellen's house with the pieces cut out for her.
No, you won't.
Oh, my God.
Are you scary?
I will.
Are you scary as a manager? Or like...
No, no.
No?
No.
You don't give out?
No, no.
You just show up at their house?
Because,
like,
you bounce off someone else's energy. Like, if they're real nonchalant about it, which I haven't had, you're going to be like, we have to, you know, sit down and have a discussion. Mm. But like Ellen is like, so she's the opposite of that. Like, she's nervous. So I would never want to add to that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, of course
you're not going to be like, Ellen, like, what the hell? Like, so she's just so humble. So wants to do well, takes so much pride in her work. So I just want to like help her through it. It's like, okay, this happened to me 2 years ago, of course, you're going to make mistakes. It's only natural. And I said this before, you decide the vibes when you're the boss. Mm. And that's like draining. Because like my mood, I can't keep up with myself. It's either really happy or really low. So that's so draining that I have to find some sort of middle ground every day because other people are there. Mm. They're like, I can't go in high as a kite and then really low. So I have to try to like bring the vibes, make sure they're like just somewhat good, but in the middle. And it can be draining.
Somewhat, yeah. Especially like when you're in those moods, like, and like I find it when I'm working as well, like, because I'm talking to people all the time. Like, it's nearly like a show. You're acting, nearly not acting, because like, but you are putting on some form of a show. Because for every single person that comes in for me, it's like I want to give everyone the same experience.
Yeah,
and I like it's so like vibes are obviously so easily like bounced off each other. So especially working in an environment like that where it's like there's like a time that this needs to be done. If you're going in being like blah 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 blah, like you probably wouldn't get it done.
No.
And you have to basically act for them.
You're really good for that. You bring the vibes.
Emer's so good at talking.
Everyone like, with good experience, I feel. Like, I don't know, but I'd say even if you're like hungover, they're going to leave being like, I'll go back to her.
Really?
Yeah,
you think
yeah,
so?
Definitely, yeah.
It must have been the year of acting college, to be honest.
But you're like that woman like you meet in the hairdresser that you just start telling your whole life story
exactly,
to.
Exactly, yeah.
Do you think so?
I agree,
yeah. Oh, I love that because I feel like I tell everyone my life story. So like, I know definitely therapy like, sessions just, for people.
That will just make them open up even more though, you know?
Okay, I love that. Wow.
I feel like I'd say you're a few people's therapists, no? They're like, I'm just going to get a tattoo to speak to Emer.
100%. And you know what I found is a lot? It's a lot of males that like I only had males today, and it's a lot of males that
but
like
because they feel like they can't talk to their friends sometimes, so they need like an outlet for as a woman.
Of males are opening up, like, sure, once I had to literally ask a guy, like, I was like, look, my next client's here, we can talk again, you know, next time. But like he actually sat down on the couch and was like, yeah, so then she was liking her ex's Instagrams. And I was like, so I sometimes like take it too far. I'm like so invested in it. But like, it's not that, if anyone's listening to this, it's not that I'm acting. Of course, I'm always interested. But there is that pressure of always having to be.
The energy
or happy or.
It's a pressure, but it'll take you far with it.
Yeah, it's such
it's
a skill. Yeah.
Like, oh it's God, it's a shit pressure, but it's going to be what, like, keeps you going and, like, gets you your regulars, you know? They're covered in tats, just like...
they have no room
just for a therapy session, you know what I mean? It's like a two-in-one, killing two birds with one stone.
If you make Miley Cyrus a hat, I'll have to block you. I'm so sorry.
Triggered.
Like, I'll just have to block. Like, that's just one person. I know it's coming as well. It's definitely...
I wouldn't be a big Miley fan.
I'd be so happy for you, though. Like, yeah, but she would rock
it.
You're
obsessed.
No, it's... No, but, like, you know the way you have her as, like, your screensaver? Like, she's, like, the screensaver of my brain.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, everything's just Miley, 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 Miley. But I think, like, remember we were talking with Billy about the things that, like, I use, like, celebrities to, like... mask
escape
so like I use celebrities to like I like focus on a celebrity instead of focusing on myself. Oh God, we're getting deep here. Okay,
that's
right.
Okay though, that would be like one of my answers to how do you get out of a rut. Like, find people that are like your muses.
Oh yeah,
like, what's Doja doing today?
Is she wearing my hat right now? Like, if she's not, I'll make her another
little
one.
Little things like that. If you're just watching their interviews, I find those really motivational. Like one of your favorite celebrities, like interviews on YouTube, you'll be sitting eating peanut butter and chocolate on the couch and you'll watch someone you admire saying inspirational stuff and you'll hop off the couch and do something productive.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good tip. Yeah. I just doom scroll on my phone. We were talking about this in the last episode. I was like trying to dopamine fast.
What's doom scroll?
Doom scroll is when you're just like get into bed and you're like, oh, I should probably go to sleep now. But then you take out your phone and you just scroll for literally hours and hours. God. It's like self-harm. Yeah.
And then you can't sleep after.
Yeah.
Because you see something triggering or something and then your mind goes.
Sleep is like the one thing I don't have like a grasp on in life.
Do you know what helps? If you take magnesium before bed.
Okay.
It really, really helps. Thanks so much, Rachel.
Thank you. You're the best.
Bye, guys. Mwah.